Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. Today is the 27th day of NaNoWriMo. Every day is one day closer to the end. Even if you're diligently writing 1,667 words each day to get to 50,000, just being aware of where you are on this timeline can make you feel like it's already the end. You may see your levels of motivation dropping slightly. You may find some other things to do instead of writing that seem very tempting. Or, if you're anything like
someone we know,
you may have done this before, and you're tempted to give yourself an added challenge of waiting to the very last day to get in all of the words remaining, just because you're pretty sure you can do it. Yeah, taking these next couple of days easy will
be like a mini weekend before the last day.
Whoa, did you hear those alarm bells going off there? So did I. You're likely aware that you won't be completely done with your story even when you hit 50,000 words. Here are some tips for writing to the actual end of NaNoWriMo. But first, if you're writing in Microsoft Word or another non-browser-based text editor on your computer, go ahead and hit save right now and check your writing posture. You're welcome.
Da, 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 da.
Number one. If you've hit 50K before the last day of the month, but you still have some storytelling left, I recommend that you validate your word count first and then keep on writing. You may discover that there's a lot more to your story to keep you going for many more thousands of words, and unless you keep writing, you'll never know. Number two, if you have not yet reached 50,000 and you're within striking distance, you're going to hit a point where you start to struggle, right? You're so close to the end, and yet it seems like every word you write pushes the finish line further away.
I thought I had 400 more words to go, and I've been writing for 5 minutes. Now I have 390 words to go. How is this possible? Why is this happening?
Keep calm and write on. You'll get there. Focus on your story, not specifically on crossing the finish line. And before you know it, you'll reach the end of your scene as well as the challenge. Number three, you may already know the story and the moral of the tortoise and the hare. Time is the tortoise and you are the hare. You know you have the ability to go fast and beat that tortoise, and I'm sure your writing cadence is solidified and perhaps increased by this point. But slow and steady wins the race applies here. The hare's problem in the story was that he got it twisted when he figured out that his sheer ability to sprint quickly meant that he could finish the race later and relax first. Now, this is easier said than done, but writer, the best way to avoid this is to use the time you have left wisely and not get down to the wire where you have to write your absolute fastest in order to finish. Again, you can do this by calculating how many actual writing hours you have left before the end of the month. Divide that by your normal writing cadence, which you've determined in episode 4. The number you have is how many words you'll need to write per hour. If that number is lower than your normal writing cadence, then you're golden. You still have a reasonable amount of time to finish. So keep on going, just like the tortoise. I believe you can do this. I'm curious to know, are you currently dealing with the battle of struggle writing to the end of NaNoWriMo? Or maybe to the end of your story? Or both? Or neither? If the answer is neither, teach us your ways. You can leave a comment on this episode's page. This is episode 27 on podcasts.amadvox.com. Or you can tweet at amadvox or use the hashtag amadvox and I'll check it out. That's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend. And they can subscribe using their favorite podcast app. I will see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow AmadVox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something like a tortoise.